Turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We'll be looking at the classic rapture passage of the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning in verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the air, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort or exhort one another with these words. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Our Father, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you for the clarity with which you tell us of these future events that will occur here on earth. Lord, we look forward to the day that you'll come in the clouds to take us home to be with you. And we thank you for teaching us by your Spirit through your word. Lord, fill me with your Spirit that we may know the truth and that the truth might set us free. In Jesus' name I pray, for his sake alone. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, all the way through the verses that we read there in chapter 5, cover a major event, and that major event is the day of the Lord. Now, it's not the rapture, although this is the classic rapture passage. Paul is distinguishing here the fact that the rapture and the day of the Lord will occur or will happen right together on the same day. Just like Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, God rained fire and brimstone on that city. So he rescues and then he brings retribution upon those that remain. That is exactly what's going to happen as we look forward to the rapture. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. The same day that Noah went into the ark, God began his judgment by sending the rain, just as he did in the case of Lot and his family. As soon as they were rescued, God brought judgment upon those that remain. And here, the rapture passage that we're all familiar with as Christians, beginning in verse 13, connects with it that time of judgment, God will rescue his people, and then he will bring judgment, which is called the Day of the Lord, the most prophesied event in Scripture. And it says in verse 2 of chapter 5, you know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. It doesn't come as a thief in the night upon believers. For when they, unbelievers, shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them. So the thief in the night theory that comes at that point in time, in fact, is upon unbelievers and not upon believers, because they know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief. For when the unbelievers say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they, the unbelievers, shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. And so there is an awareness of the believer prior to the day of the Lord. There is an awareness of the believer prior to the rapture. When all these things come to pass, Jesus said in Matthew 24, then in Luke, he also says, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Luke chapter 21, verses 24 and 25. Read it. The rapture is described in numerous passages, not just here in 1 Thessalonians, and spoken of briefly in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 to 52, where in a twinkling of an eye, the rapture is described. We are changed. Yes, it's also described there, but here the sequence shows us that the rapture and the day of the Lord occur almost as one. As the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Synoptic Gospels also testify to these same facts. Not only do we have the rapture passage here in 1 Thessalonians 4, but it's found in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, the Old Testament prophets, Isaiah chapter 26, beginning in verse 19 and following, shows the same sequence that there will be a rescue and there will be retribution following on those that remain. This is history. This has happened. This is the way God operates. When he rescues his own, he brings judgment upon those who remain. This pattern has been established by the first writing prophet, Joel. In Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 32, Joel shows this sequence very clearly, that the day of the Lord is preceded by signs in the heavens which are attested to in five different New Testament books. These signs in the heavens will occur prior to the day of the Lord, which means they will occur prior to the day of the rapture. According to the doctrine in Luke 17, Jesus said the same day as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. We are beginning a series called Raptured from Wrath. And we'll look at these Old Testament and New Testament passages and unfold them and show how in sequential operation God is going to continue to do as he has done from the beginning of time. When he brings judgment, prior to that judgment, he will rescue his own. He will bring rescuing rapture, and at the same time, as we look forward in the future to the rapture of the saints, God will also resurrect the bodies of those saints who are in the grave. According to this passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it tells us clearly that God will raise the dead before the living meet them in the air, in the clouds. The dead in Christ will rise first. The dead in Christ just so happens to be all of the saints that have been saved from day one to the point when God returns in the clouds to rapture the remaining saints that are on earth. That's right. This is a resurrection of those who know Christ, those who are born again, those who have believed God and it was counted unto them for righteousness. That includes Adam. That includes Noah. That includes Abraham. That includes every single person who has ever trusted by faith in the God of heaven for their eternal salvation, for their soul's salvation. That's how it's going to work. That's how God has designed the rapture according to this passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now, I know that there are multiple theories that abound actually within Christianity. And the most popular of those theories today, it wasn't 180 years ago. It wasn't even known. It was born in the 1830s. It was founded in a dream of a young woman named Margaret MacDonald, 16 years old. That dream that she had was voiced within the church, and from that point on, a fellow named John Darby, who founded the Plymouth Brethren in England, this is where this all occurred, from that point on, it has been developed here in this country through the Scofield Bible. Scofield used Darby's notes to perfect his prophetic views in his study Bible, and then Scofield, through the agency of Dallas Theological Seminary, throughout this last century, that Bible has become the so-called Bible of fundamental believers. And it is a good reference Bible, except for the prophecy. The prophecy is based upon a theory that was soundly refuted in the day that it was born in the 1830s. In those years, from the 1830s forward, there were scholars, especially one that I can name. His name was Dr. Samuel P. Tregellis, who was an expert in Hebrew and Greek. As a matter of fact, he was responsible for formulating concordances in the Greek and Hebrew language. This man knew the Bible. I have a volume here that's out of print, looking, and it basically tells of how things unfolded and how he personally, while he was living, refuted this false theory there that was born in England, because it has no scripture to support its main tenet, which is the at any moment coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many events in the Bible that have to occur prior to the coming of Christ, which he pointed out in that day. Some of them now have been fulfilled, such as Daniel 9:24 says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. The 70th week of Daniel, which remains and remained in the day that this rapture theory was formulated, that 70th week cannot begin until there is a people called Israel as a nation, until they have control of their holy city, Jerusalem, because those 70 weeks, all 69, occurred already. The 70th one needs to be upon the same people, the nation of Israel, and the holy city, which the nation of Israel has to control, occupy and control, which hasn't been the case up until 1967. In 1948, they became a recognized nation. They became a people once again after being dispersed in AD 70. These two events are necessary for the 70th week to begin, much less the rapture and the day of the Lord, which occur after that begins, according to Scripture. And so, this passage here in 1 Thessalonians is but one of the many passages which we'll look at as we develop the theme, raptured from wrath. Yes, God is going to rapture his people from before the wrath occurs, before he brings his day of the Lord judgment. That is taught throughout the Bible, and we'll see it as we develop these numerous rapture passages. There are at least seven sound biblical passages that teach the rapture of the church and the sequence of rescue and then retribution, which is exactly what's going to happen when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. Our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth and the clarity. And Lord, we pray for revival. We ask you to bring revival. You're in charge. And so we beg you, revive us again, that we may rejoice in thee as we wait for Jesus to come. In his name we pray. Amen.